Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today. Don't believe the EPA on WOTUS. Back on that in just a moment.
When you think of a metal building, does something ordinary come to mind? If it does, then you aren't thinking a Mueller custom building. With our in-house engineers ready to design complex projects, we think beyond the normal standard of metal buildings. From something as simple as adding a lean-to for your boat or RV to designing a 3-in-1 home, workshop, and storage facility, we manufacture your building to suit your needs. And the customization doesn't stop at design. Mueller offers more than 30 designer colors to get the look you desire, along with a 30-year limited paint warranty to get the peace of mind you deserve. Our highly trained sales staff is here for you, offering face-to-face customer service at 29 locations across the Southwest. Go online at MuellerInc.com to find a branch near you. And while you're there, view our extensive photo gallery, which shows how Mueller thinks outside the metal box. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to start your metal building or roofing project today. That's 877-268-3553.
The marketing campaign or the spin from the Environmental Protection Agency continues. So says the lead lawyer, the top lawyer of American Farm Bureau, General Counsel Ellen Steen. She's read the Clean Water Rule that's been released by EPA, and she says the spin that's coming along with the final rule is all about the idea that this is a better rule than the proposed rule and that it doesn't harm agriculture. And she says you can't believe EPA on this. Their marketing campaign is patently false.
It really is a marketing campaign, and it is highly deceptive, and it's aimed at persuading farmers and ranchers that they're not going to be affected by this rule, and that life isn't going to change under this rule, and that farming activities are not going to be subject to wide-scale federal permitting requirements. And those are false statements, and we've rebutted some of those statements in some of the papers that we put out. And so I would just like to be sure that message is coming out from us loud and clear, that when this rule goes into effect, and that's going to be 60 days after it appears in the Federal Register, the lawsuits may not come the first week, and they may not come the second week, but enforcement of this law is coming. It's coming to the countryside, and when it hits, life is going to change significantly for a lot of farmers and ranchers.
General Counsel of American Farm Bureau Ellen Steen, who referred to a group of documents released by Farm Bureau yesterday. You can go to their website, fb.org. These are in PDF form and can be easily downloadable to give you a lot more information about what they have found under the hood of this final clean water rule. One thing that they took a close look at, one thing the Farm Bureau paid a lot of attention to, was exactly how ditches are treated by this clean water rule. And AFBF President Bob Stallman says it is not pretty.
The agencies have given themselves plenty of room to regulate most ditches as waters of the U.S. So unless a farmer asks the agencies to make a jurisdictional determination using all their tools to determine whether some natural ephemeral drainage path existed in the past, which would have had a bed, bank, and ordinary high water mark, and to determine whether the flow in that drainage was historically diverted by a ditch on the farmer's land, maybe decades ago or even longer, the farmer remains under a large cloud of Clean Water Act liability for any incidental amounts of fertilizer, pesticides, or anything else that falls into a ditch.
And bottom line, according to Farm Bureau's Bob Stallman, EPA and the Army Corps have upped the ante. They've made this even a bigger land grab in the final rule. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Coming up this Saturday, June 13th, it's Black Hereford Ranch's Cream of the Crop Sale, starting at 12:30 p.m. on Saturday. It's their 14th annual female sale at the ranch, Crawford, Oklahoma. Over 500 head of powerful club calf producing calves will be available, including 370 elite fall bred heifers and donor prospects, 60 fall calf and young cows, and a lot more. For information, give them a call, 580-983-2363, or go to blackherfordranch.com. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.